So, it's really, really late, and I am really kind of loopy and sleepy, but I have been thinking about this all day, and I think maybe if I talk about it and actually get it out there, maybe I will be able to relax. Plus, I've also been thinking about stories to tell you anyways, and this was one that I thought of earlier that I wanted to share with you. Please be kind. I am not at my most articulate. Will try to stay on topic and at least be entertaining if I can't be intelligible. I've been thinking about why I like certain things, and I can't explain a lot. But I realized that I can pinpoint moments where I realized and learned that I like certain things, and they generally come with pretty good memories. So I wanted to share one with you. I have generally been the type of person to get crushes on people. And it's usually, just a thing that I do, and then I'll flirt with somebody and it'll be over and no big deal. But I had a crush on my boss, and he was about 10, maybe 12 years older than me. Good looking. Not like super crazy gorgeous, but a good looking guy with an amazingly strong personality. He was really charismatic and could read people really well. He could get along with everyone and knew how to get the most out of everyone work-wise, how to motivate each individual person according to their personality to get the best results for the business, which was pretty impressive. And he was really clever and quick-witted, which I found irresistible and still do. So, he knew that I thought about him in a less than professional way sometimes and would flirt with me, and of course I would flirt back because I'm shameless that way. But that was about it. We didn't really socialize or anything. Except for, work-related things. And one night it was late and a few of us were having drinks, and then everybody left and it was just the two of us. And I thought, well, this is maybe not, the best thing. So I was gonna go, figuring that he would wanna get out of work too, because it was late. But when I went to leave, like to stand up and go and call a taxi, because I was not in a state to walk anywhere or anything, he came over and didn't say anything, just sort of gave me that super confident look that some people can give you sometimes, that says I know exactly how much I can get away with you, and I'm going to push that. And he just put his hand at the back of my neck and kissed me hard. Like, this wasn't a tentative, sweet, romantic, I think you're pretty kind of a kiss. It was a, I know you've thought about me naked. I've thought about you naked. Here's my tongue in your mouth kind of kiss. And it was amazing. I was stunned. Breathless, wordless, stunned. Happy, stunned. And after I like backed up and just kind of looked at him for a second, he did it again. Except he grabbed my ass and pulled me hard up against him, and I could feel his cock rigid against me. And I thought, fuck, so this is a thing that's happening right now. And he was just so assertive, not aggressive or forceful or frightening. There was no like. I knew I could say no, and I was comfortable in that way, but I was also totally unable to resist. I mean, I had no desire to resist at all. So it seemed perfectly natural, given his personality, that after we kissed for a while and he totally, thoroughly possessed my mouth and touched me like he had touched me a million times before and had every right to touch me a million times again, which was, again, still, like, even in retrospect, blows my mind how, in, at a first opportunity, like, that was the first time he had touched me, but it seemed like he had always been able to touch me and would always be able to elicit that response from me. And so just his hand on my shoulder, easily, without any pressure, just guided me to my knees in front of him. And once I was there and looking up at him, I instinctively put my hands behind my back. Now, I had been on my knees a few times, but never like that. Never with that sort of mindset, with that sort of posture. Not with my hands behind my back. And then when he looked down at me, he just grinned and he said, "So, you're a little sub, are you?" And I just had never thought that before. It wasn't really part of my vocabulary. You know, I was a generous person, and I am. And I like to make people feel good. And I like to give pleasure, which is the same thing, but shut up. But I had never thought submissive until that moment. And it clicked, and I said, "Uh-huh." And he undid his belt. And then he undid his pants and took out his cock, which was gorgeous and throbbing and glistening with precum. And he presented it before my mouth, and I went to take it in my hand, and he said, "No. You put your hands behind your back. So you keep your hands behind your back." And I was drenched. Like, fuck, that tone of voice. At that moment, I thought, so this is a thing that I want a lot of. So I did. I kept my hands behind my back and opened my mouth, and he filled it with his cock. And he used my mouth, not in a scary, disrespectful, gross way, but in an artful. "This feels really good. I'm gonna teach you exactly how to please me," kind of way. And fuck, was it amazing. Just looking up at him, the way he held my hair so that I couldn't look away, and watching his response as he guided my mouth and took ownership of it in that moment, gave me the biggest thrill. My body felt like it was on fire. My mouth felt super satisfied, but so hungry at the same time. And I wanted nothing more than to please him. There was my enjoyment of that moment hinged directly on his. And with that connection, something just happened inside of me, mentally and physically. I mean, he didn't just fuck my mouth at that moment, he fucked my mind. And it sounds ridiculous, but it was amazing. It was like a near orgasmic epiphany, which really sounds stupid. And I'm sorry, but I'm so not going to edit this, so you're gonna just have to forgive me for that. I mean, will you pretty please forgive me for that? But it was. I mean, it was like just the way that he was manipulating, but I don't, not like manipulating in a bad way, but just the way he was teaching me was translating all of my thoughts to my body. So without touching him or him touching me or me touching myself, I was just electrified and honestly, it wasn't like he was just being callously like jerk style using me. He was just dominant. I mean, I had no concept of this before this incident. I had no idea that that was a way that a man could really actually be. The whole concept of a dominant type of person was just always had negative connotations, but in that moment, I got it. I understood what submission could feel like, and how powerful you could actually feel just by giving up that desire for power and giving up control in that moment. I felt so powerful because it was my mouth making him throb, it was my tongue teasing the pre-cum out of his cock, it was my lips around his shaft as his cock pulsed in my mouth. It was my throat taking his cock in deep. And it was my gaze on his eyes as he fucked my mouth and came down my throat. And that was one of the most satisfying moments. One of the most satisfying moments of my young life. It was just, knee buckling, panty drenching, earth shatteringly mind bending moments. And that was when I realized that being submissive was fucking amazing. And now I think that I'm gonna lose my ability to actually carry on any sort of meaningful monologue. 'Cause this has been meaningful. Fuck. If this has been a waste of your time, I apologize. If you have enjoyed, I am grateful. And I'm just gonna upload this raw and go to bed. Hi.